Heavenly Father, we come before Thee this beautiful Sabbath morning with grateful hearts for the many blessings we enjoy. We give special thanks, Heavenly Father, for the privilege of living in such a choice time. We thank Thee for the restoration of the gospel, for our testimonies of its truthfulness. We thank Thee for the church leadership, for Thy prophet and those who work with him, for all of those who are striving to promote Thy work and do Thy will. Give a special thanks for those in our ward and stake who serve so well and faithfully. We thank Thee for their example, their service, their teachings, for all the blessings we enjoy because of all they do. We thank Thee for the association we have with one another, for living in such a beautiful area, to be able to see and hear and enjoy the beauty Thou hast given us. Heavenly Father, wilt Thou be with those who need Thy healing influence, Thy loving care. We know Thou art mindful of them. We ask a special blessing to be with us in our meetings this day. May we continue to have Thy Spirit to be with us. That those who participate may be guided by Thee and the things that they say. Grateful for those who teach us, for all the blessings we enjoy because of the service that's given to us. These blessings we thank Thee for Thy prophet and all those who serve so well. We thank Thee for these blessings in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Colvin. We do have quite a few members that we received their memberships on. We'd like to read those in at this time. And if these individuals are here, they might stand so we get to know them better. First, we have Kristen Ray Snow and Michael Richard Snow and Rose Diane Pierce and Daniel Kevin Bailey and Kevin Brandon Bailey, excuse me, Laura Lee Bailey, Jana Taryn Bailey, and Kara Lee Bailey. All of those who, Kara stood way up there. All of you who can accept these individuals into our ward and offer them a hand of fellowship, please indicate it by the usual sign. Thank you. The bishop now has a matter of business that he would like to take care of.
Joseph, would you come up with me for just a moment, please? Joseph Alyssa has reached the age to be ordained to the office of a teacher. And I have interviewed Joseph and found him worthy. And I would like to present Joseph to you this day to be ordained to the office of a teacher. All of those that can sustain us in this ordination, please indicate by the usual sign, and any opposed by the same sign. I've asked Joseph to take just a minute and bear his testimony to us.
My testimony is about the Holy Ghost, and I know that He helps me whenever I have trouble and shows me what to do if I have a problem. And thankful for my parents that helped me and what they do for me. Do these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Let's continue our meeting now with our sacrament hymn, O God the Eternal Father, number 175. And as you'll notice, the elders are passing the sacrament today, and we thank them. This is something that's going to happen on Fast Sundays. The elders or the high priests will be doing this, and we appreciate them and also the Aaronic priesthood. Number 175. Thank you. We'd like to thank the Aaronic priesthood and the Melchizedek priesthood. And sorry about that, Brother Borland. He's a high priest. Maybe that's why things weren't going too well here. We got in a hurry. So, brothers and sisters, this is somewhat of a new experience for me. And standing up here and bearing my testimony. But I want you to know that I do have a testimony and appreciate this opportunity. It was 2 weeks ago, my wife and I went to visit some friends of ours over in Colorado. We had the opportunity to go to church at a little branch. It's the first time I've been to a branch since I was in the Army, I think, and that's a long time ago, in Gunnison, Colorado. And I learned several things while we were there. One is that the gospel's just as true over in Colorado as it is here. They do the same things. Sometimes it's a little different. We had at our priesthood meeting, the elders and the high priest meet together, and there were only seven of us there, and two of us were visitors. One of the branch presidency was in charge of the lesson, and he said that there was a lot of sickness in the branch, and that's why there wasn't very many there. He says usually there's a couple more. But it was interesting to see these individuals. Most of them are ranchers or farmers, and to see their participation in the class and their ability to work with the lesson. And it kind of gave me a feeling that sometimes we might think we're a little better or maybe have a little more advantage here because we do have some just really tremendous teachers. And not everyone has that opportunity to have the teachers that we do here. And so it really made me appreciate the teachers that we have to guide us and lead us in our ward here. But it was an interesting experience, and we enjoyed being there. I also learned something else about the church in talking to one of the members afterwards. It was a beautiful new chapel that we were in, or a new building. There wasn't a chapel. They met for sacrament meeting in the, I think they called it the auxiliary room. But he was telling me it's called a triphase chapel, a triphase building, and that they were into the second phase. And I guess in these small branches, they build a building that's just enough for them, and then as they grow, they add on. And their next, as they become a ward, and big enough to be a ward, then they will add on to this building the third phase, and that will be a chapel. And I guess the church has designed these buildings so that it makes it very easy to build on that way. And so that was, probably most of you already knew that, but it was interesting to me to see how the church works and to even the physical facilities, how they're controlled and designed to meet the needs of the members wherever they might be. In closing, I would like to let you know that I do have a testimony of the gospel. Sometimes I don't express it as often or as I should, but I really do have a testimony, and I want you to know that, and I want you to know that I really appreciate the support that each of you have given to me in the comments since I've become a member of the bishopric, and it really helps me to know that there are loving and friendly individuals out there that will accept my mistakes and errors that I create mostly for myself, but I enjoy or appreciate you overlooking them, and I want my wife and daughter to know that I love and appreciate them and let them know that I have a testimony of the gospel. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Brothers and sisters, your time is the time is yours, and we would invite you to either come up here to the pulpit if you'd like to, or we do have the microphones that we can bring down to you. So time is now yours for bearing testimonies.
in China. And we had the same spirit there. With we completed the complete study of the Doctrine and Covenants, and it was one of them. I've never felt more close to the Lord than I did at that time. That was one time we left our telephone off and we didn't answer the doorbell, and people knew that we had one half day to ourselves. And we have met some of the most wonderful people I have ever heard of in my whole life. And when you think that one-fifth of the world are longing and hungry for the message that we take for granted, and I pray that we might all be able to appreciate what we have, and that take people who are longing so much to hear. I know that we are privileged to have the gospel of Jesus Christ in our lives, and I know that that's the most important thing that we have in our life. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Elder Oaks told us that there are many Latter-day Saint Chinese in China. But that's a big country, and we didn't meet any of them. However, Brother Ashton talked about finding out some things about the church. I think I found out some things about myself. I found that those are our Heavenly Father's children over there. And I think he's concerned about them. And the time will come when myriads of people will want to join the church because they're responsive to the message that we have available. It was our privilege to teach English as a second language. Now, that's a kind of an anomaly for an engineer to be teaching English. But it turns out that the Chinese students are well-versed in grammar and punctuation and sentence structure and comma faults and all that sort of thing. And thank goodness, because I couldn't have answered any of those questions. And we simply helped them with the vocabulary, with the culture, by teaching them to speak orally. They can read as fluently as you and I can, and haven't the slightest idea of what they're reading. And we helped them with meaning of sentences and so forth. It was an exciting experience. And we took advantage of the situation to live the gospel as best we could. I guess we did well enough so sometimes people would ask, why do you behave like you do? And that gave us an opening. The word of wisdom was an opportunity to talk about the church. We couldn't go openly and proselyte. As a matter of fact, we had to be careful how many questions we answered to keep ourselves out of difficulty. But we found ways. For instance, we had a deluge one morning, one night, and that gave me an opportunity to tell the Noah and the Ark story in class the next day. And I would trade a story of mine for a story of theirs. And that way we learned a lot about the culture and the myths and of the Chinese people. At any rate, we found that we could have a religious feeling, as Helen says. We found that we missed the church. I can still remember going to Xi'an one time and singing from page 73, the hymn that's there, and in the middle of it not being able to sing anymore because I was so caught up in the emotion of that song and singing with a group of six of us. And when I couldn't sing, there were only five that were singing. We missed your companionship, but we feel like that it was a good experience for us. We recommend, as has been said so many times, each of you get prepared to do your own mission, either abroad or as you go about your daily activities. I have a testimony of the gospel. I think it was strengthened as a result of our experience that the church is true, that we have a prophet who leads us, that Joseph Smith is a prophet. And I share this testimony with you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, aloha. My son kept on saying, "Mom, you have to get up. You have to get up." And I was trying to make excuses. It's too hard to walk that way. He said, "You can just stand up where you are." Yesterday, we drove to Snow College, and I was amazed how beautiful those leaves. The first time I noticed those things. And I said, "Oh, how beautiful. How can people be so blessed to have those beautiful things?" And he cannot help but to know how much our Heavenly Father loved us. That is a testimony itself, to see how beautiful the nature is, how much our Heavenly Father concern and love each and every one of us. And this month, I would like to thank all of you, the teachers of my children, Brother Andres, for helping Caleb and all his leader. He finally got his ego board of review this month. I was afraid that he might not make his ego because he has been waiting for so long. And when last Sunday he came to that board of review, I was so grateful that now I know he would make it. And also, about the same last week, my daughter called from Hawaii that she put in a missionary paper, expect to, she want to come in January. She will be graduate in December and want to go on a mission in January. And I'm so grateful for that blessing. I'm grateful for Sister Kip for taking care of Arnold and helping him with his scouting, because scouting is very important. It's something that I love scouting. It's go hand in hand with priesthood. So I want the boys to attain their ego rank. It's not that I want them to have them for any reason, but I know the leader, the prophet, want the boys to have the ego rank. He want them to graduate from seminary. He want them to go on a mission. That's the way to go. That's step by step. And I want the boys to follow that one, because I know when they do follow step by step, the one that the leader has set for us, then they won't go wrong. I'm grateful for our home teachers. This month we had a little problem with our house, and the first time that really shook me. I was so scared. In our house, we never lock our house day and night because we were never scared. There was no reason to lock it. The friends of our boys, they can come in even when we're not home. And if they find something to eat, that's great. But now we have to lock it because we're scared. And the first thing that came to mind is to call the home teacher. He came in and I was amazed. Every time I look at the things that he put in there, he brought four things from his house and he put in exactly that what I need in my house. And I was looking at it and I wondered, is this how the Lord's work? Is it how we're supposed to help one another? Someone else have the things in his home that's what I always need to have. And it just have to have this little incident so that I can find that the Lord's work, someone will work as a guardian angel and someone out there that will be able to help the problem that I have. Hopefully I can help someone else. And brothers and sisters, I know the church is true. I know Joseph Smith is a true prophet of God. I know President Benson is the prophet of God. I know the Book of Mormon is true word of God. I know when we do read the Book of Mormon, it changes our life. All we need is to follow the instruction, to read it daily, and I'm amazed what that book do to me. I mean, if I read it early in the morning, that's all I need. Then I keep on thinking of the thing that I read in the morning and keep me going for the rest of the day. Brothers and sisters, I love you and I thank you all for all the things you do to me and my family. And I humbly say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
My name is Amy Lawrence, and I know the church is true. I know that the gospel is true. By the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
I like to bear my testimony that I know the church is true, know President Benson is a true prophet, and I love my family, I love Heavenly Father and Jesus. I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
While this is close, let me take a minute. Hearing the Johnsons and Siona reminded me what a worldwide church we're becoming. I think most of us in this congregation were born at a time when the church was just a few hundred thousand, centered mainly here in Utah. And now, especially if we think of the events of the last 2 years, it's remarkable how the prophecies are being fulfilled. I was visiting another ward at our last testimony meeting and wasn't able to express to you, as I'd like to now, my gratitude for what's happened in Russia. It's hard to believe that less than 2 years ago, none of us could have imagined what's happened in Eastern Europe and Russia as the gospel has spread. And I felt a little guilty. I remember President Kimball in 1974 outlining a vision of the gospel going to all the world. Some of you may remember that. And how the missionaries would move from Korea and Japan into China, and from Europe into Eastern Europe into Russia. And I think a lot of people thought, what's going on here? And I had very little faith, but I remember a thing that he said. He said, the Lord will open the doors when we're ready to go through them. And obviously one person who was ready to go through was Gary Browning from our ward. I remember as late as 1983, him being belittled in letters to the editors and phone calls because of his faith in the Russian people, that he had dared to say some positive things about them and what might happen there. And now he's presiding over the first mission there. And as you saw in the church news yesterday, apostles have now dedicated the Ukraine and Armenia to the preaching of the gospel. It's remarkable. And even in China, where there are few gathered, we can expect, if we're ready to go through, Helen and Jens are two who are ready to go through the doors. And I wonder if the rest of us are. I wish I had had more faith, and I hope that I can have faith in the future, because I do believe that the gospel will quickly, more quickly than we realize, go to China and go to the great Arab and Muslim nations, which remain probably the area where it has had least impact. I know the gospel's true, that the Lord lives. I think the challenge is to us to live up to the possibilities that are for us, because He can't do it without us. He will open the doors when we're ready to go through, and I ask the Lord to help me to be ready. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
my heart is just bursting with gratitude today, and I just have to stand and bear my testimony to you, tell you how grateful I am for my blessings, for my dear family, and for my testimony of the gospel. As I was sitting in the women's meeting last night, I felt such sisterhood with people all over the world. As Brother England and the Johnsons talk about people all over the world, I felt such love for people and such a desire to serve and do whatever I could to take the gospel to the earth, which I know it's a small part, but I'm just so grateful for these feelings and for the love that I feel. I'm grateful for my testimony of the gospel. I know that God lives. I know that His Son, Jesus Christ, lived. I know that this church is true. And I bear this testimony humbly to you, thanking you for the love that you've given to our family, for the wonderful examples you are. And this I say in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I'd like to stand and bear my testimony this morning and thank my Heavenly Father for the blessings that have been bestowed upon myself, my good wife, and our family during these past few months. We are truly a blessed family, and I'm grateful for the love and the consideration that our Father in Heaven has given us. For my return to health and be able to do the things that I so desire to do in life, for a wonderful companion who has been at my side and encouraged me, and I just don't know, words cannot express the love and the appreciation that I have for her and for her consideration for me. Our son's health being restored, we are eternally grateful for that. I've been very busy since my illness, trying to get a few things done that I was going to put off until I retired. Cleaned out a few drawers and trying to get a few of the temporal things done. And I'm sure that I'm not going to go too fast, though, because I'd kind of like to stay around for another 20 years. And so I want to stretch these things out as long as I can. For your interest and your faith and prayers on my behalf, I'm eternally grateful for that. For your encouragement, it has been wonderful. We truly enjoy our work in the temple, and for the blessings of that and the sweet spirit that presides there, we wish to express our thanks to our Father in Heaven for that. I do have a testimony of the gospel, for the truthfulness of it and for what it has brought into our life. It is everything to us. And for their prophet and for the counsel and we receive, we are eternally grateful. We again thank you and our Father in Heaven for the blessings that we receive. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Tony, and express my appreciation for all the many blessings that I have received, and especially am I grateful for the gospel, for its influence in my life and the influence in the life of my family. And this last month, as I gave the visiting teaching message, it was on the family and how we as families need to teach the gospel in our home. And as others have spoken this morning and talked about the gospel being taken to the whole world, the thought occurred to me as I was giving that lesson, although it didn't say, I was impressed with the fact that as we as families must do many, many things now that we used to expect the church to do. And I think, for instance, how spoiled in some ways we've been in expecting, for instance, in Relief Society that every year we're going to get a brand new manual with all new lessons. And as most of you know, they're now recycling many of those lessons that the church simply does not have the resources to have the kinds of programs that they've had in the past, that they can't have a program, for instance, for every problem that seems to develop with us individually or collectively. And what an opportunity in many ways that this gives us as families to do the kinds of things that the church used to do in terms of programs. And I am grateful that when we see the things that are being or that are happening in the world with the missionaries going into all these different countries. Joanne Thomas told me, she's one of the people that I visit teach, and I was asking her about her assignment with the church writing committee, and she said that those committees have all been disbanded, that now all the resources of the church are going to translating the Book of Mormon, and she mentioned how many countries don't have the Book of Mormon in their own language. How many of them don't have the ensign, for instance, in their own language? Just basic materials that so many of us have taken for granted. And I am grateful that I've grown up with the full programs of the church, but I recognize that now the time has come when maybe we're going to have to do many, many of these things for ourselves. And I'd like my family to know how much I love them. And I'd like them to know that I have a testimony of the gospel, that I know that it is true, that I know that there is a prophet today that's leading and guiding us, the church. And I know also that one of the biggest challenges that each of us are going to face, and I think perhaps the women more so now than at other times, have the challenge to stay true to their testimony, to stay firm to the things that they have been taught in terms of putting their priorities straight for their families. And I am grateful for all the many blessings that I have received. And I'm grateful for each one of you, for the help you've given me and my family, and for the strength that you have been to me. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I was hoping to see Laddie here today, and so I will share with you a testimony that she has given me. I visit with Laddie during the week often, and it is always ends up with the scripture study, and we're together for at least an hour. And she has expressed to me every time how much she loves the gospel. She knows it is true, and she knows that Jesus is the Christ and that President Benson is a prophet. She has a great, great spirit, and she has been extremely ill and would like to be with us. And so she wanted me to express that feeling with it to you, that this is a home ward to her, and she misses seeing you and misses being able to see you. She has been extremely ill. I would like to add my testimony to spreading the gospel throughout the earth. I was privileged to be able to teach a family from Ethiopia, and the agony that the father had, who knew English least of all of the family, was that the Book of Mormon, the Bible was in Amharic, but the Book of Mormon, the Pearl of Great Price, Doctrine and Covenants were not. The only book that we had to give to him in his own language was Gospel Principles. Now, it was very helpful, but it was very limited. Amharic is not an easy language to translate. I don't know of any, maybe only one member that we have that knows that language and can translate. So what a value it is to even have a small book to give to someone. But the interesting thing was that we were able to communicate. He knew English well enough, and his children knew English extremely well, so we use them as translators. And how he learned the gospel. And someday I hope and I pray that he will bring his family. He did not allow his children to be baptized, even though they wanted to be, and they were such precious, incredibly bright people. But he had to be the leader, and if he didn't get baptized, the rest of the family would not. I tried to testify to him the value of free agency, but in no way could we come between him and the rest of the family. But when it happens, I think that this will happen very often in the world, that whole families will come because of the leadership that will bring them. I know that this gospel is true. I am so grateful that I know this. I know that Jesus is the Christ. I know that President Benson is a prophet. I am grateful for this restoration and the love that my Heavenly Father has shown to me to let me come at a time when it is so glorious, and the opportunity to work in His kingdom is extremely precious to me. I thank you for your testimonies, and I say this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I bring you greetings from Joe and Belle Waite, whom we visited last week in Raymond, New Mexico. And we were lifted up by their spirits and learned much about the early days of the church in that part of the country. Raymond, New Mexico was one of the early colonizations in New Mexico. And we learned that the brothers and sisters, the families that were there, pleaded with the president of the church, the first presidency of the church, for financial help to help them buy property, which is now flourishing as with that country there, and it's a thriving, nice ward that they have. A new ward, new building. It's beautiful. Joe and Belle are doing great. They're teaching in their elementary school there. Their daughter, Julie, is their boss. Julie and her husband, Mark, left Provo and are teaching down there in Raymond, New Mexico. Mark teaches music, and Julie teaches a full load and vice principal. So Joe and Belle work for their daughter. And they're doing well. They send you their love. They have a strong testimonies of the gospel in working with the Lamanites, the Spanish, and the Anglos in that area. It's quite a mix. We also bring greetings from Carlisle and Lisa Curtis and their two lovely children whom we visited in El Paso. And they'll be here on their way to Washington around Christmas time. They send their love and just how much they appreciate having lived here and been anchored in the gospel as strong as they were, because when they get out into the world, it is a light that they must have within them to shine among those who do not know the gospel of Jesus Christ. But when they learn that you are members of the church, they look to you for something different.